Maya, I've been digging through this education data for weeks, and honestly, I'm stunned. We're watching the biggest transformation in how students learn since maybe the printing press. And it's happening right now, this semester, in classrooms everywhere.
That's a bold claim, Alex. I just left teaching after 12 years, and I've heard plenty of revolution in education promises before. What's different this time?
It's not just promises anymore. I'm looking at actual classroom results. There's this study from Harvard showing AI tutors outperforming traditional active learning methods. Not by a little, by enough that researchers are calling it unprecedented.
Wait, can I jump in? I'm living this right now. Last semester, my algorithms professor used an AI tutor alongside regular lectures. It caught my misconceptions in real time, things I didn't even know I was getting wrong.
And that's exactly what concerns me. We're replacing human judgment with algorithmic assessment. I've been teaching for 15 years, and there's no substitute for seeing that moment of understanding dawn in a student's eyes.
James, I hear you, but what about the students who never get that one-on-one moment? In my community college classes, I had 40 students and 50 minutes. The math just didn't work.
That's what makes this data so compelling. The Malrulib study I'm looking at tracked how students actually think through math problems, not just whether they got the right answer, but the reasoning paths they took. It's mapping misconceptions at a scale no human teacher could manage.
Yes, that's what helped me so much. The AI didn't just mark me wrong, it understood why I was wrong. Like when I kept making the same error in recursion problems, it traced back to a fundamental misunderstanding from week two.
But that's my point. A good teacher would have caught that in week two, not week 10.
Would they, though? Be honest, James. How many students slip through with fundamental gaps because we simply can't track every individual's understanding?
The evidence suggests it's most students, actually. This new research on reflection assessment shows that when we scale up personalized feedback using AI, students who were previously invisible suddenly get the support they need.
That matches my experience. I'm usually too anxious to ask questions in lecture. But with the AI tutor, I could be wrong 50 times until I got it. No judgment, no embarrassment.
No judgment, but also no encouragement. No, I believe in you. No understanding when you're going through a rough patch. We're not just knowledge delivery systems. We're mentors, advisors, sometimes the only adult who notices when a student is struggling.
Nobody's suggesting we replace that human connection, James. But what if AI could handle the repetitive parts? Grading, basic concept checks, practice problems, so you could focus on the mentoring.
That's exactly what some universities are trying. The French report on generative AI in higher education talks about this hybrid model, AI as teaching assistant, not teacher replacement.
Our university just rolled out something like that. Professors set the parameters, but AI handles initial assignment feedback. Then professors review and add personal insights.
And when that AI makes a mistake, when it reinforces a misconception instead of correcting it, who's accountable?
The same person who's accountable now when a TA grades incorrectly or a textbook has an error. We work with imperfect tools all the time.
The data actually addresses this. The over-reliance study from Springer shows that students who use AI tools with proper scaffolding, meaning clear guidelines and human oversight, perform better than those using AI alone or traditional methods alone.
That's so true. In my machine learning class, we're required to explain why we agree or disagree with AI feedback. It forces us to think critically, not just accept whatever the computer says.
I'll admit that's encouraging. But what about subjects that aren't so clear-cut? Literature, philosophy, art. Can an AI understand the nuance of a student's interpretation of Hamlet?
Maybe not fully. But it can flag strong thesis statements, check citation formats, identify logical flow issues, the mechanical stuff that takes hours but doesn't require deep literary insight.
And here's what's fascinating. Institutions that are thoughtfully implementing these tools are seeing improvement across all disciplines, not just STEM. The key seems to be using AI to augment human expertise, not replace it.
I have friends in humanities courses using AI writing assistants. not to write for them, but to workshop ideas. It's like having a study group available 24/7.
Until students become dependent on it. What happens when they graduate and need to think without their digital crutch?
The same thing that happened when students had to work without calculators or Google or any other tool we've integrated. They adapt. The question is whether we're teaching them to use these tools wisely.
That's the crux of it, isn't it? The data shows a clear divide between institutions embracing this change with proper training and support versus those either rejecting it entirely or implementing it haphazardly.
From a student perspective, the difference is night and day. Professors who understand these tools can guide us in using them ethically and effectively. Those who don't, well, we're using them anyway, just without guidance.
That's what keeps me up at night. If we don't engage with this technology, we lose the ability to shape how it's used.
Exactly. When I was teaching, I could either ban phones or teach digital literacy. Banning never worked.
The evidence supports that approach. Universities reporting the best outcomes are those providing extensive faculty development on AI tools, not just technical training, but pedagogical integration.
Our computer science department just started requiring AI literacy courses for all majors, not coding, but understanding capabilities, limitations, and ethical implications.
I suppose that's sensible. Though I worry we're solving 21st century problems by adding more requirements instead of reimagining the curriculum entirely.
That's fair. Are we just bolting AI onto an outdated system?
Some institutions are going deeper. The transformation data shows a few pioneering universities completely restructuring their programs around competency-based learning, with AI providing the personalized pathways.
That sounds amazing. Imagine progressing based on mastery, not semester schedules. My roommate would have finished calculus in 6 weeks instead of struggling for 16.
And your other roommate who needs more time, what happens to them in this accelerated model?
They get the time they need without holding others back or being left behind. That's the beauty of true personalization.
The data bears this out. Early adopters of competency-based models show improved outcomes for both advanced and struggling students. The key is maintaining high standards while allowing flexible pacing.
It would solve so many problems. No more sitting through reviews of concepts you already know or racing past things you need more time with.
In theory, yes. In practice, how do you maintain academic cohesion? The shared experience of learning together, struggling together, succeeding together.
We'd need to reimagine that too. Maybe cohorts work on projects together while progressing individually through content.
Some institutions are trying exactly that. The hybrid models showing the most promise combine individual AI-assisted learning for content mastery with collaborative human-centered projects for application.
That's basically how real software development works. We learn tools and languages independently, then collaborate on building something meaningful.
Perhaps that works in technical fields, but education is also about exposure to ideas you wouldn't choose yourself, discussions that challenge your worldview, serendipitous learning.
Why can't AI help with that too? Recommend readings outside a student's comfort zone, connect concepts across disciplines, facilitate discussions between students with different perspectives.
It's already happening. The Reflection Assessment Study shows AI systems identifying patterns in student thinking and suggesting complementary viewpoints or connecting seemingly unrelated concepts.
My ethics professor uses AI to match us with discussion partners who have different backgrounds and viewpoints. It's led to some of the best debates I've had in college.
I'll concede that's intriguing, but what about the broader purpose of higher education? Critical thinking, citizenship, personal growth.
Those remain human responsibilities. But if AI can handle routine tasks more efficiently, doesn't that free us to focus on these higher purposes?
The data suggests yes, but only when institutions are intentional about it. Universities that implement AI without revisiting their mission and values see minimal improvement or even negative outcomes.
That makes sense. Technology amplifies what's already there. If your pedagogy is weak, AI just makes it weak at scale.
Which brings us back to my concern. Are we prepared for this amplification? Do we have the wisdom to guide it?
Do we have a choice? Students are already using these tools. The question is whether educators will help shape that use.
And the window for influence is narrowing. The adoption curve in this data is steeper than any previous educational technology. Universities that wait much longer risk being left behind entirely.
It's already creating divides. Friends at universities with strong AI integration are getting opportunities others aren't. Better prepared for careers, more confident with emerging tools.
Creating new inequities while claiming to solve old ones. How typically technological.
Or revealing existing inequities. Quality personalized instruction was always available to those who could afford private tutors. Maybe AI democratizes that.
The evidence is mixed but hopeful. Initial gaps in access are real, but costs are dropping rapidly. Community colleges implementing basic AI tools report some of the strongest improvement metrics.
That could be game-changing. Imagine every student having access to quality tutoring, regardless of background.
If it's truly quality, I remain skeptical that any algorithm can match human insight and intuition.
Maybe it doesn't have to match it, just complement it. You bring the wisdom and experience, AI brings infinite patience and availability.
That complementary model shows the most promise in the data. Faculty who view AI as a teaching partner rather than competitor report higher satisfaction and better student outcomes.
The professors who figured this out are incredible. They're teaching at a whole different level, freed from busy work to focus on big ideas and deep connections.
I want to believe that's possible. But change this fundamental. It's terrifying for those of us who've dedicated our lives to traditional teaching.
I felt the same fear leaving teaching. But staying stuck in old methods while students' needs evolved felt like a bigger betrayal of my calling.
The institutional support piece is crucial here. Universities investing heavily in faculty development and transition support show much smoother adoption curves.
Our university created peer mentoring programs where tech-comfortable faculty help others integrate AI thoughtfully. No judgment, just support.
That's more encouraging than top-down mandates. Peer learning has always been powerful.
Maybe that's the path forward. Treating this as a collaborative learning opportunity for everyone, faculty and students alike.
The most successful implementations in this data share that characteristic. They frame AI integration as a community learning experience, not a technical rollout.
That resonates. My best classes this year were ones where professors admitted they were learning too. We explored AI's possibilities together.
There's wisdom in that humility. Perhaps I've been too proud to admit I need to learn new ways.
We all do. The question is whether we learn together or let change happen to us.
And the data is clear. Institutions taking the proactive, collaborative approach see dramatically better outcomes across every metric. Student success, faculty satisfaction, even alumni employment rates.
It makes me hopeful for what's coming. Not AI replacing education, but education evolving to be more human because AI handles the mechanical parts.
If, and it's a big if, we're intentional about keeping humanity at the center.
That's our job as educators, isn't it? Whatever tools emerge, our role is ensuring they serve human growth and potential.
Looking at all this evidence, I'm convinced we're at an inflection point. The choices institutions make in the next year or two will shape higher education for decades.
No pressure, right? But seriously, I'm glad people like you three are thinking deeply about this. My generation needs wisdom guiding these powerful tools.
And your generation's comfort with change can help us older folks adapt. Perhaps that's the real key, intergenerational collaboration.
Bringing together traditional wisdom and technological fluency. That's a powerful combination.
It's what the most successful institutions in this data have done. Created structures for different perspectives to genuinely inform each other.
That gives me hope. Not just for education, but for how we handle other technological disruptions.
You're right. If we can thoughtfully integrate AI in education, preserving human values while embracing new capabilities, maybe there's hope for broader society too.
starting in our classrooms, one thoughtful implementation at a time.
The evidence suggests that's exactly how transformation happens, not through revolution, but evolution guided by wisdom, data, and most importantly, genuine care for student success.